Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown groups. First up this half hour, we'll hear from the Temptations, then Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Contours, the Four Tops, DeBarge, the Velvettes, the Isley Brothers, and the Miracles. Well, first up this half hour, a pretty song from the Temptations, You're My Everything, right here on Motown Memories.
Fella. Oh, how I remember Daddy. He was strong and had a built-in tan. Yeah, and though he only stood about 5 feet 7, my daddy was a heck of a man. Yes, he was, y'all. He loved the song and we knew. with Tom Fallon.
Tom Murray from the Contours. It's So Hard Being a Loser. It only reached number 79 in the pop charts, but somewhat respectable number 35 in the United States Rhythm Blues charts from 1967. Before that, Gladstein the Pips, Daddy Could Swear I Declare, number 19 in the pop charts, number 2 in the Rhythm Blues charts from 1973. And that was their last Motown hit. They moved to the Buddha record label after that and had great success. And we started with The Temptations, You're My Everything, number 6 on the pop charts from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown groups. Well, coming up, The Four Tops and Bernadette. Well, Bernadette was written and composed by that great writing and production team in the 1960s, Holland, Dozier, and Holland, and it was produced by Brian Holland and Lamont Dozier. The song reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts and was the Four Tops' final top 10 hit of the 1960s. The song is notable for its false ending, where the instruments drop out and the background singers hold a chord. The lead singer then shouts Bernadette and the song resumes. Well, critic Maury Dean described the effectiveness of lead singer Levi Stubbs' Shout of Bernadette as being the key ingredient in getting listeners to buy the record, even if Bernadette herself may not have heard him. Well, here is Bernadette, The Four Tops, right here on Motown Memories.
Bernadette, people are searching for the kind of love that we possessed. Some go on searching their whole life through and never find the love I found in you. And when I speak of you, I see envy in other men's eyes, and I'm well aware of what's on their mind. They pretend to be my friend when
The Velvettes, a Motown Memory's favorite artist, and These Things Will Keep Me Loving You. It only reached 102 in the United States pop charts and number 43 in the rhythm and blues charts of 1966, but it did hit number 34 in the UK charts after it was re-released in 1971. Before that, DeBarge and Who's Holding Donna Now, number 6 on the pop charts from 1985. And we started with the Four Tops and Bernadette, number 4 in the pop charts and number 3 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown groups. Well, coming up, the Isley Brothers and their biggest hit in the Motown record. This Old Heart of Mine is Weak for You, right here on Motown Memories.
Somebody else. song, not children.
The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson and My Girl Is Gone. And they reached number 14 in the United States Pop Charts and number 3 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1965. And we start with the Isley Brothers, This Old Heart of Mine Is Weak for You. And they reached number 12 on the Pop Charts, number 6 on the Rhythm and Blues Charts, and number 3 in the UK in 1966. This hour, we featured some great Motown groups. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.